This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois.
Crop insurance has become an important piece of the puzzle for today's farms. So why not let the professionals at Farm Credit Services of Illinois show you how crop insurance can be a good fit for your operation? Learn the ins and outs about today's coverage plans, acceptable replant options, and preventative planning guidelines. Plus the latest information on changes to the federal crop insurance program. You get up-to-date information on your policy coverage, delivered by professionals who know farming and the benefits crop insurance can provide. There's a lot to know about crop insurance, and Farm Credit delivers the best value for your premium dollar. For information on crop insurance coverage for your farm, call us today at 800-444-FARM. That's 800-444-F-A-R-M. Crop insurance through Farm Credit of Illinois. It's a good fit.
Taylor Tire and Auto, your Firestone tire dealer in Litchfield, is your one-stop shop for equipment, Firestone truck and passenger tires, wheel alignments, shocks, struts, suspension, and steering repairs. Mike Taylor and the experienced staff will diagnose the problem and make the necessary repairs using quality chassis parts. Plus, Taylor Tire and Auto can complete the job with an accurate wheel alignment to original factory specifications. Taylor Tire and Auto, your Firestone tire dealer at the west end of Tyler Street in Litchfield.
In electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade right now, March wheat trading at 731.5, down 3/4. May wheat trading at 737.75, down a penny. March corn trading at 694.75, down a half. May corn trading at 690.75, down 1.25. March soybeans now trading at 1481.25, up 11. May beans trading at 1466.75, up 9.5. On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, March wheat closed the day at 732.25, down a dime. May wheat closed at 738.75, down 9.75. July wheat closed at 741.75, down 9.25. March corn yesterday closed at 695.25, down 3.5. May corn closed at 692, down a nickel. July corn closed at 680.25, down a nickel. March soybeans yesterday closed at 1470.25, up 45.75. May beans closed at 1457.25, up 42.5. July beans closed at 1445.5, up 40.75. March soybean meal yesterday closed at 425.30, up 159. May meal closed at 424.70, up 158. July meal closed at 418.50, up $1.45. March soybean oil yesterday closed at 52.53, up 91. May oil closed at 52.90, up 89. July oil closed at 53.21, up 89. March oats yesterday closed at 377.75, down 1.25. May oats closed at 383.25, up 3.75. Right now we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash grain markets.
I'm Bob Reese, and this is Tuesday's report of the grain prices and trends prepared by the USDA and the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were mixed on Tuesday afternoon, with soybean values sharply higher and corn and wheat futures lower. Lighter than expected rainfall for South American soybean crop, plus the sale of U.S. soybeans to China, fueled today's rally in soybeans. The USDA announced that the U.S. sold 120,000 tons of soybeans for the 2012-2013 crop year. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mostly 3 to 4 cents lower at 688 to 709. Soybean bids were 44 to 46 cents higher at 1456 to 1460. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids at 2 to 3 cents lower at 692 to 715. Soybean bids were 44 to 46 cents higher at 1472 to 1485. And in the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were 4 cents lower at 690 to 720. Soybean bids were 44 to 46 cents higher at 1474 to 1497. Wheat bids were 7 to 10 cents lower at 727 to 750. Now, the Illinois Soybean Processors cash soybean bids were 46 cents higher at $15 to $15.10. The basis was steady at 30 to 40 over the March. Hypro soybean meal on a truck basis were offered at $11.90 to $13.90 per ton higher at $4.31.30 to $4.41.30. Illinois corn processors cash corn bids were 3 to 4 cents lower at $7.10 to $7.30 with a basis steady at 15 to 35 over the March. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted their producer corn bids 2 to 4 cents lower at 7.10 to 7.12 with a basis of steady to 2 cents higher at 15 to 17 over the March. Soybeans ended 50 cents higher at 14.87 to 14.94 with a basis 4 cents higher at 7 to 24 over the March. New crop wheat prices were 7 to 9 cents lower at 7.14 to 7.22 with the basis at steady to 2 cents higher at minus 28 to minus 20 under the July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids mixed at 7.10 to 7.15, and these elevators raised their soybean prices 39 to 48 cents with quotations at 14.99 to 15.02. Soft wheat closed 10 cents lower at 771 to 772, and Milo ended the day 4 cents lower at $6.99 to $7. Now onto the contract bids to producers for the new crop delivery. Starting in the northern western part of the state, corn ranged from 519 to 537, and soybeans at 1233 to 1243. In the central part of the state, corn was 519 to 539, and soybeans at 1234 to 1263. Now in southern Illinois, corn contracts ran from 526 to 543, soybeans 1242 to 1261, and new crop wheat 698 to 714. This was Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture. That was the ending grain report.
16 minutes after the hour of 6 on this Wednesday morning. Livestock futures on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday. April hogs ended the day at 83.05, down $1.20. May hogs ended at 90.75, down 87. June hogs ended at 91.97, down 97. February cattle yesterday ended at 126.40, down a dime. April cattle ended at 129.55, down 90. June cattle ended at 125.75, down 52. March feeder cattle yesterday, 143.17, down 20. April feeders, 146.17, down 45. May feeders, 149.57, down 42. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash livestock markets.
This is Lyle Flock with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with the Tuesday afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, barrows and gilts on a carcass basis traded 136 lower. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded in a range of $70 to $79.83 with the weighted average carcass price of $79.76. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows are trading steady. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows weighing under 400 pounds traded at $42 to $46. 400 to 500 pounds at $45 to $50. 550 pound sows at $47 to $51. Over 550 pounds at $51 to $54. On the Illinois direct hog trade, barrows and gilts at the country buying points traded $2 to $3 lower, ranging from $54 to $57. Receipts for Illinois hogs have totaled 9,598 head. In the cattle trading in Illinois, the opening report from United Producers Auction in Shelbyville, Illinois, Early estimated receipts have totaled 292 head compared to last week's slaughter. Steers and heifers are trading $3 lower, with slaughter Holstein steers down 3 to 4. Choice steers range from 122 to 124, with select and choice at 116 to 122. Choice Holstein steers were trading at 111 to 116. Choice heifers trading at 122 to 123, with select and choice at 119 to 121. In the cattle trading in Illinois from Saturday at the Fairview Sale Barn in Fairview, Illinois, receipts totaled 1,508 head for their special feeder cattle sale. Feeder steers, medium and large ones, weighing 5 to 600 pounds, sold at 155 to 167, with some fancies at 173 to 175, 50. 6 to 700 pound steers range from 137 to 161. Feeder heifers, medium and large ones, weighing 5 to 600 pounds, traded at 139 to 157, with 6 to 700 pound heifers at 131.50 to 143.50, with some fancies at 147.50. From the National Carla Pork Report, trading has been moderate, with 101 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was 81.48, which was 148 higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses closed moderately higher. Choice carcasses were 182.47, which was 52 cents higher, with select carcasses closing at 180.88, which was 48 cents higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection for Tuesday, cattle slaughter was estimated at 121,000 compared to 121,000 for last week and 124,000 for 1 year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated 421,000 compared to 420,000 last week and 422,000 1 year ago. From the Hamilton's Madison County Hay Auction held Saturday, February the 16th, small squares of premium quality alfalfa sold at $5.10 to $6.10 per square. Mixed grass hay, good quality small squares, sold at $3.10 to $3.90, with large squares at $59 to $69 and large rounds at $40 to $56. From the Arthur Sale Barn on Monday, small squares of premium quality alfalfa sold at $6 to $10 per bale. Good quality mixed grass hay in small squares sold at $4 to $5.75, with large squares at $73 to $75 and large rounds at $60 to $62. That concludes our livestock report. This is Lyle Flack with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Spot dairy prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday: for butter, 160 and a half unchanged; for block cheese, 166 and a half down 1; for barrel cheese, 163 unchanged. The spot price for class 3 milk ending Tuesday, 1727. Here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for February, $7. For March, $7.05. Corn delivered to Scottville for February, $6.93. For March, $6.97. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for February, $14.85. And for March, $14.74. And wheat delivered to Scottville, $7.34. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. Pre-opening prices once again: corn at Greenfield, $7. Corn at Scottville, $6.93. Beans at Scottville or Greenfield, $14.85. Wheat at Scottville, $7.34. That's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you this morning by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Color radar showing no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company.
Hi, I'm Kristen Treese with M&M Service Company. Up until recently, the words convenient and financing didn't mix, but the FS AgriFinance program has changed that. FS AgriFinance enables you to secure financing through M&M Service Company for all your farming input needs. So not only do you save time, but your production needs and financial plans are all handled by people who understand your business the way you do. Ask about FS AgriFinance from M&M Service Company today. It's custom financing at your convenience.
Sunny skies today, high temperatures in the upper 20s with light northwest winds. Tonight becoming cloudy, low temperatures in the upper teens. For tomorrow, Thursday, cloudy with snow and moderate accumulation possible, high temperatures in the low 30s. Your extended forecast for Friday through Sunday, partly cloudy skies with low temperatures in the low 20s, highs in the mid 30s. Right now at the Weather Center, north winds at 10 miles per hour, the barometric pressure rising. We have partly cloudy skies, 14 degrees on this Wednesday morning. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company. Part two of the Morning Farm Show is next.
This week at Capri IGA, come and celebrate their 52nd anniversary with great savings. Get a family pack of assorted pork chops for $1.69 a pound, a half gallon of Prairie Farms chocolate or strawberry milk for $1.99, and a 4-pound bag of California navel oranges for $2.99. For value and convenience, shop your hometown proud Capri IGA in Hillsboro, Greenville, and Litchfield.
Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value. Tuesday morning, we spent some time with Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions. He went over factors affecting the grain trade.
Well, we saw a big drop last week as traders assumed that the big crop that's coming in South America and U.S. are going to solve all of our problems. We saw a little bounce ahead of the three-day holiday weekend. But we got some support over the weekend from Argentine rains that disappointed dramatically, just simply did not perform and left us a lot of crop stress there, a lot of reports coming out of Argentina, lost corn and soybean yields and how much stress the crop's under. Next chance for rain comes at the end of this week. Forecasters are afraid it will underperform as well. So that gave a big boost to soybeans. We went up to the 1450 mark overnight, probed above it, but just couldn't find a strength above that, pulled back and kind of consolidating below that. We look at corn and soybeans, though. The bounce that we got on Friday just isn't seen to follow through buying. This is still a sell-the-rally type of a market as far as the funds are concerned. They're by no means bullish. They're very much the opposite. The trend is down. The trend is what they're chasing and making money on.
Are they waiting for the numbers from the harvest in South America before they get back in?
Well, I think to a great extent they're anticipating, and this is normal for this time of year. We have the big harvest coming from South America. We have three big government reports that come out, one from the CBO and two from USDA, that show optimistic outlooks for production for the coming year and rather stale demand estimates. That's very typical to pressure prices in the month of February, and we overdo it to the downside. And then we get to March and April, and we think, you know, I think we overdid it. There still is some risk, and we need to put some risk premium back in. And all of a sudden, sentiment tends to change in March and April. So this is a very seasonal pattern. We have no guarantees that we'll see that sentiment change, but that frequently does occur.
Boy, I bet that sends some traders walking on eggshells, doesn't it?
Well, it really does, but it's how they make their money in the pit, living from day to day. Many of them simply scalping money off from the trend, whichever direction it be going. They don't like stagnant markets. They just want it to go someplace. That's very frustrating to those of us in the production side as well as the end user side. And unfortunately, it's the reality of the markets we live with today.
And that was Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions. Red meat exports to Chile have surpassed the $100 million mark. And with a report, we join Joe Sheely of the United States Meat Export Federation.
U.S. beef got a jump start in Chile when Paraguayan beef was banned due to foot and mouth disease. but with Paraguay now set to re-enter the market, Hulka does not see U.S. beef losing ground because of the unique position of high-quality grain-fed beef in the market.
The position of U.S. is a bit different because we are talking about lean beef from Paraguay. So it's more a competitor for Australian beef, for example, not for U.S. U.S. is in a good position because we are sending choice beef, which has more marbling. So, I mean, the people that now is consuming U.S. beef won't change to Paraguayan. So we will continue to have our current market share. And also, I think we could increase the volume. Last year, we started sending another different cuts, for example, ribeye or short ribs. So it's a broad variety of cuts in Chile now.
Hulka also sees continued growth for U.S. pork, in part because AgriSuper, Chile's largest pork supplier, recently closed a major facility.
AgriSuper is a huge company, a local producer. They have to close a facility close in Freirina, it's close to Santiago. For environmental claims, they have to close up the facility, so that will impact the local supplier. The industry say that the export will continue steady. That means that they will need import more pork, and of course it will benefit U.S. pork.
For more on this and other trade issues, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Shealy.
The year-end data is out, and 2012 was a record year for U.S. pork exports. Pork Checkoff Assistant Vice President of International Marketing, Becca Hendricks, says $6.3 billion worth of product was sold for a total of 4.98 billion pounds. Both of those numbers are up slightly from the record year of 2011.
That's so important right now to producers' bottom line. Now with input costs high and the challenges to the industry, export value equated to about $55 per head. So very important time for exports to be going well.
The new free trade agreements were put in place this past year, which helped expand pork trade. Japan has been the top value market for U.S. pork, but success has been seen in other markets.
This year, Mexico really led our volume growth. They're our number one volume customer. Japan's our number one value customer. There's other markets such as Central and South America where we've seen a lot of growth, doing a lot of training, educating the importers in those countries, and really expanding into some retail promotions and just various opportunities coming up in that region that really boosted sales.
The Pork Checkoff International Trade Committee will meet in the month ahead to consider export promotions for the rest of 2013. For more information, go to www.pork.org. The overall oil levels in last year's soybean crop increased over the previous year, but average protein fell. That according to a recent Soy Checkoff-funded study. According to the Soy Checkoff's annual U.S. soybean quality survey, the oil level in the U.S. soybean crop rose just slightly to 18.5%, with protein dropping a half point to 34.3%. Dr. Seth Nave, who conducted the study, says the drought likely had a hand in holding protein levels down. He says weather has a dramatic impact on soybean quality. Overall, he says the quality was pretty good considering the conditions. United Soybean Board Customer Focus Action Team Chair Sharon Covert says the results of the survey are important to the biggest users of U.S. soy. She says U.S. soybean growers should take every possible course of action to improve soy oil and meal, which help protect and expand markets. Speaking to more than 200 delegates at the U.S. Grains Council's 10th International Marketing Conference and 53rd Annual Membership Meeting, Council President and CEO Tom Slight said the U.S. drought and short crop resulted in an especially challenging year for coarse grain exports. But Slight added that the underlying dynamics point to a rapidly rising global demand. He says U.S. producers are ready to rebound strong. According to Slight, now is the time to redouble the Council's efforts with customer servicing to sustain export demand and ensure the U.S. can regain its market share the next year. He said continued efforts in policy, demand building, and co-product marketing are also important. Slight said that it's through the USDA's Export Promotions Program, including Foreign Market Development and Market Access Program, the council is able to implement and sustain those efforts. 6:33 on this Wednesday morning, and once again in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat now trading at 7:31¾, down a half. May wheat trading at 7:37¾, down a penny. March corn trading at 6.95, down a quarter. May corn trading at 6.90¾, down 1¼. March soybeans now trading at 14.80¾, up 10¾. And May beans trading at 14.65½, up 8¼. We'll keep you updated throughout the day with the commodity markets on both WSMI and WSMI FM 106. Part 2 of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau.